70 active large fires are burning in the western United States as critically dangerous weather looms in the coming days. The list includes the enormous Bootleg fire in Oregon, which has grown to an area larger than the city of Los Angeles. News Nation correspondent Michael Schur reports on efforts to contain and extinguish those fires.
And the burn goes on. Wildfires continuing to decimate parts of the West Coast, where now over 70 large fires rage. The Bootleg fire spreading in southern Oregon, the Tamarack fire north of Lake Tahoe, searing towns in California and Nevada, the Dixie fire burning in an already fire-beaten part of the Golden State.
We need a coordinated, comprehensive response with all the federal working, all the federal government working in close cooperation to support you, the states.
No state may need help more than Oregon. The Bootleg fire blazing at nearly 3 million square acres, 22% contained, and at 460 square miles, now the size of the city of Los Angeles and 40% the size of Rhode Island.
Every day the fire punches up a column, which is, you know, concentrations of smoke, and we get a pyrocumulus cloud, which is an indicator that there's so much energy coming out of the fire that it's creating its own weather.
That weather causing red flag conditions, strong gusty winds, low relative humidity, and critically dry vegetation, essentially a tinderbox.
What makes this incident a little different is that we're seeing that extreme fire behavior every day.
Wildfires are not a partisan phenomenon. They don't stop at a county or a state line.
The president referencing the Tamarack fire Sunday as it continues to force evacuations in threatened towns, bearing down Sunday on Markleyville, California. Tamarack began with a lightning strike on July 4th, and it has now burned more than 38 square miles, is 0% contained, and the weather in the region unforgiving. The National Weather Service in the Bay Area tweeting of a threat of dry lightning starting late Sunday morning and lasting through Monday afternoon, telling people to be sure to stay weather aware and have a plan if a fire starts in your area. Near Oroville, north of Sacramento, the Dixie fire still burns, where the campfire became the deadliest fire in 100 years, destroying the town of Paradise in 2018.
I just am very, I have to say, fearful about what this bodes for the rest of the summer.
A summer that isn't even a month old. Michael Schur, News Nation, Los Angeles.